2009 brought the most sweeping changes to credit card law in decades. But Americans owe more in student loans than they do in credit cards. And that's a debt that doesn't go away with bankruptcy. So is it time to overhaul the educational loan industry? It's Monday, October 31st. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Happy Halloween, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
The Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, will be here later. He'll answer your questions about student loans and the cost of higher education. And here's what you're talking about.
Does the President plan on doing anything or addressing anything concerning the cost of medical education, seeing that we will have a physician shortage in the coming years?
Your questions for Secretary of Education Arne Duncan at 877-8-MY-TAKE. He'll join us later this hour. We begin with the top stories we're following this morning. Halloween and the weather. Power companies from Maryland to Maine are trying to restore electricity to millions of people still in the dark following the weekend snowstorm. Many could be without power for days. Some areas got as much as 30 inches of snow. Hundreds of schools won't be open today. Some communities are canceling Halloween activities. This Hartford resident says the falling trees are the biggest problem.
One of them hit the power line, and it was flaming a little bit, smoking. So I told the fire department, but truthfully, they've got their hands full. I'm sure this is happening all around town.
11 deaths are blamed on the weekend storm. States of emergency have been declared in New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and part of New York State.
MF Global, a powerhouse in the world of commodities and derivatives trading, is now on the brink of becoming the first American financial institution to fall victim to Europe's debt crisis. Former New Jersey Governor John Corzine heads that firm. Our partner, the New York Times, reports he was working on a potential sale late last night to try and avoid bankruptcy. Police in Richmond, Virginia, are the latest to break up an Occupy Wall Street camp. Protesters had set up a tent city, and police began clearing the park early this morning. Protesters have also been arrested in cities including Portland, Austin, Oakland, Atlanta, and Nashville.
NATO is officially ending its seven-month air campaign over Libya. It ends at midnight tonight. The alliance stopped its bombing campaigns soon after Muammar Gaddafi's death earlier this month, but has kept up regular air patrols. In Afghanistan, a suicide car bomber struck at a checkpoint in Kandahar near the United Nations offices there. Four people were killed. The building was badly damaged. It's the second major attack in 3 days that targeted foreigners or NATO operations in the country. On Saturday, a Taliban suicide bomber in Kabul hit a NATO convoy. 17 people killed, including 5 NATO service members.
The Japanese government says it'll take at least 30 years to safely close the Fukushima nuclear power plant that was damaged by the March earthquake and tsunami. The plant experienced power outages, meltdowns, and explosions that released radioactive material. Tens of thousands of nearby residents were forced to leave the area. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain denies a report that claims he was accused of sexual harassment. Politico reports that Cain was accused of harassment at least twice during his tenure as the head of the National Restaurant Association. And the world's population has reached 7 billion, we think. Demographers aren't exactly sure when the world's population reaches that 7 billion mark, but the United Nations is symbolically marking the day today, and they've chosen a symbolic baby as well. The number of people on Earth has doubled over the past 50 years. Asian and European markets are down right now. Futures are down considerably. The Dow will start at 12,231, the S&P at 1,285, and the NASDAQ at 2,737. Well, as we said, Education Secretary Arne Duncan joins us later. He will answer your questions on how to make higher education more affordable. You can call us if you have a question for the Education Secretary, 8778-MY-TAKE. But all throughout this morning, it's a happy Halloween.
This is Chris. I'm calling from Massachusetts. The scariest movie I seen when I was a kid was Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
He's in here! He's in here!
I asked my brother to take me there. I couldn't sleep about a week and a half after that. And I thought everybody was a body snatcher.
You fools! You're in danger!
That's the stories of people regretting having gone to scary movies.
Aren't you one of the aliens?
I am not.
You're not.
Although I've tweeted that you are. Give us a call about the scary movie that maybe scared you as
cover.
A kid. 8778-MY-TAKE and happy Halloween.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.